Good morning, Cody Shamble here with you, and I am once again joined by Dwayne Rogers, Sherry Bauer from People State Bank, and Jan Sturmer from Cooley Cap. And we are on week number two of the three classes here, Pathways to Housing, coming up here Wednesday, June 12th. It's being a good renter, completing rental applications, landlord screening process, can you afford to rent, being a good tenant, and rental agreements, communications, and maintenance as well. And so this is part of the Pathways to Housing program that's going on with the Cooley Cap and People State Bank. All classes located at the Prairie du Chien Public Library from 5 to 5:45. Q&A afterwards. Snacks, beverages, door prizes, daycare provided as well. And Jan, Cooley Cap, as you talked about last time we spoke, does a lot with renting and homeowning and things like that. And you have a lot of information for that folks are going to learn in this class.
Yes, we have some experts coming down from our main offices up in Westby, up in La Crosse, and I'm so excited that they're bringing all this information down to Crawford County, because I love it when Crawford County is offered any services and programs like this, and it's all free and lots of great knowledge.
Yeah, and I think it's one of those things, too, for folks who are going through the renting process or just, what things to put on an application, how to maybe impress a landlord, or what they should put in that application. It's not really known. You go through the college experience of just going, I got to find four buddies and we're going to try to get a house. But then when you're trying to live on your own, it's a lot different than just trying to get a house in a college town.
Yeah, and things have changed. The rental business is different than it once was. And the rentals are short and there aren't a lot around. So people really need to know how to fill out those applications and how to be good renters and to know their rights and know the landlord's rights. And it's good. It's lots of great information.
Yeah. And to know too, the budgeting part of it and knowing what is a good price to pay, are you being overcharged or is this going to be something where, okay, you might be able to pay rent, but that's going to affect, your budget for your car payment and your groceries and things like that to kind of keep that lifestyle going.
Yes, yes. Lots of great information. And there's a lot of people with more information than I have. So I'm looking forward to hearing it as well.
Yeah, Sherry, Dwayne, anything as far as from the bank side of things with this class?
Well, one thing I would suggest is, if you're planning on coming, we had a lot of people on last week's program that brought some good questions to the table. And if you're going to come to our renter presentation, again, if you got any questions, please bring them forth. We've got a lot of good information that will be presented, but we also want to make sure it's real world. So if you have particular questions or issues that you would like one of the presenters to answer, we'll certainly do our best to provide that information to you on June 12th.
And then with the daycare provided as well, Sherry, you have the information for folks. If they need daycare so they can come to the class, you have the names and the numbers they can reach out to.
Yeah, you can contact Jan at 326-2463 or myself at 326-3500 extension 6012.
All right, so that is class number two. It's Pathways to Housing coming up on Wednesday, June 12th. Being a good renter, going to talk about rental applications, landlord screening processes, budgeting so you can be able to rent and still be able to afford your other payments and bills and things like that. And please, as Dwayne mentioned, bring questions you might have. There's a Q&A session after. It's happening from 5 to 5:45 at the Prairie du Chien Public Library. And we'll see you guys back next week, ready to talk about the third class.